Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Chaplain Gordon Gathright. He is with Augustana Care in Hastings, which is part of Cassia, and they are going to be rebranded very, very soon to the new name of Hastings Senior Health and Living. Great to chat with you, Chaplain Gordon. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Mo. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
It's really good.
So, Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you. So it's off to a great start, and in spite of all that's going on, it's still going to be a great year.
Isn't it hard to believe, Gordon, that we really didn't even know the word COVID a year ago? We thought it was something in a faraway country that was affecting some people, and it really has impacted your world, your business, what you do for a living, and it's just crazy, isn't it?
Well, I don't think any of us had any idea that we would be living in the world that we're in, and so every day we're trying to find ways to make it happen, and especially here with the care center and all that happens here on a daily basis, it's really important for us to, you know, be innovative in the process. And so technology has been our good friend in so many wonderful ways, and we're very thankful for that. One of the things that happened in December was our activity staff, Jenna and Janet, really do an amazing job for us, and we're so blessed. But they saw one of these moving kind of carts that they were passing out different things from this cart. And so Jenna got the bright idea that we could make that happen here in Hastings. And we had an electric chair downstairs, electric scooter kind of a thing. And she found a picture of a truck that would fit over the top of it. And they put lights on it.
Come on.
Had more fun with that than you can imagine. And so anytime that's out in the hallways, people are really excited to see it, and just so thankful for Jenna and Janet for making that happen. And it was a lot of fun, especially during this Christmas season.
So what does it look like at Augustana now? Because obviously the public isn't allowed to come inside, but are people able to leave their rooms? I know you probably don't have the normal activities that you used to have, and can people socialize, or what is it like, please?
Because we had such a heavy onslaught of COVID the middle of November through last week, people were asked to stay in their rooms as much as possible, so they've had all their meals there, and all of those kinds of things just to slow the process of COVID. But you know, COVID, once it gets in a building, it just finds its way, no matter what you do. You know, we're full of, you know, protective glasses, shades, masks, the N95 masks. You know, there's constant cleaning of all the exposed surfaces, but it's still passed. You know, the COVID is still passed in the air, and we don't know all that we need to know about that, obviously. But the really good piece is that none of our people who were tested positive for COVID I think as of last week, we had no deaths attributed to COVID in our building. We had some that, you know, were other health concerns. We've definitely had deaths, but nothing like many other nursing care facilities have had over the last year. So we've been very thankful for that gift.
So I know that you have had your first round of vaccinations and you're waiting for the second round for you, your staff, and the patients, right?
Right, mm-hmm. And that'll be happening next week on the 27th. They'll be back in to give the second vaccination to those people who've had the first.
And how is your staff holding up, please?
Well, I think our staff is amazing. I feel very fortunate to be able to work with a really resilient and amazing group of people. Because of staff testing positive, we've had many staff out at different times. I think we've had 48, maybe a little more than that of our staff who've been out over these last few weeks because of testing positive. And so when they test positive, they are quarantined for 14 days and can't come back till after that quarantine is over with. And so it's put a strain on every area of our building, from, you know, nurses all the way through our housekeeping crew. And so we've experienced just lots of craziness with staffing. People working extra, extra shifts, just because we need them to. People coming in, we had to move people from our second floor down to our COVID floor. And so we had people who stayed later on days when we had several residents to move at a time. And so there's been a huge, huge number of our staff who have given above and beyond the call of duty to make sure things have worked well here. So it's a blessing to be able to work with such an amazing staff.
Gordon, are you doing testing on a weekly basis, or how often are you testing people?
Yeah, we test every Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
And so it's twice weekly right now because we've had COVID in the building. And before all of this, we had to have, I think, at least 2 weeks of negative testing before we could open things up a little bit. And so we're still hopeful. Our last testing last week on Wednesday was no positive staff and no positive residents, which is the first since the middle of November.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Oh, it was huge. And I think when we got that report on Friday, that there was a collective sigh of relief,
yeah,
from everybody because that happened. And you asked the question, we still are allowing essential caregivers in and compassionate caregivers in. And we tell all of our essential caregivers that there's COVID in the building so that they're aware of that. We're asking, we have a sign-in sheet that people have to sign and let us know. And we're asking people directly now, do you have any symptoms? Because people often are not thinking of things as symptoms, but when you bring it up, it's a lot easier to hear, no, I don't have any symptoms. And it makes it easier for us. And we're still doing outside patio visits. We have one of our resident families who built a shelter, and so that is easily movable. And we still have people doing window visits. So there's a lot of visitation going on still.
Gordon, when you mentioned about people getting testing and not sure of the symptoms, any of the people that have tested positive, were they surprised that they had COVID?
Well, it's really hard to say that any of us are surprised. I think we all come to work every day knowing that, you know, the next test would, show us that to test positive. I think overall, we have not had many, if any, of our residents get really, really sick. We've had people with symptoms for a couple of days. But for the most part, people, have not had serious, serious issues so far.
You know, maybe this is a good time, though, for you to remind people what are some of those symptoms that they might just think are something else.
Well, I think, cough. The big one is the loss of the ability to smell or taste. I think that's a huge one. Runny noses, aches and pains. That's just part of a part of the list of things that we ask people when they come in the door. Take everybody's temperature to make sure that their temperatures are below 100 degrees.
Gordon, I know that for the holiday season, you were really excited the last time we chatted because you were going to do something very special for Christmas. Did you have an opportunity to pull that off?
We did. It was an amazing program. It was not anything like what we'd done in previous years because we didn't have families or residents. But with the help of Travis and Sarah Lockwood and the Hastings Arts Center, we were able to videotape that Christmas Christmas service, and then we're able to play it to all of our residents at both in both buildings, Park Ridge and at Augustana, and it really was amazing to see how many people watched, and especially appreciated us going to the extra extreme that we did to make sure that it would happen. And it happened. It takes a lot of thought, a lot of just trying to plan out a meaningful service for everyone. Our people were very, very pleasantly surprised by the fact that we were able to do this, and we showed it on Christmas Eve, and people really enjoyed it and appreciated it. And it's still on YouTube for people who want to see it even today.
So YouTube, where could we find it? What could we Google?
Well, I Google YouTube. I mean, look here. I have my computer, and I can give you the information. It's on the YouTube link. Can I just read it to you
aloud?
Of course. Oh, yeah, it's YOUTU:BE/1DPO, and those are in capitals, JEU, lowercase, capital R, lowercase LZ, capital U.
I'm glad I asked.
it's much easier to send it in an email.
Well, Gordon, hopefully people have their pens handy. That was quite the address. But yeah, that must be really cool. And you played this on what you call your senior TV. Can you tell people what that is?
Well, before the end of November, we had no way to communicate with the whole of the campus with TV programs. And so I, along with our activities staff, really pressed hard to get senior TV so that we can have multiple programs playing. And so it brings cable TV, normal cable TV use into both buildings. And we also have four channels that are in-house channels that we can use to play movies, to play, if they gather together and want to do games, bingo, or whatever, then that can happen as well. Can be shown throughout the building. And then like this Christmas program, we're able to run that through our senior TV. It's really been a great addition. We're still learning a lot. We're trying to figure out the best camera we can use for that. We're going to have one in the chapel that will be on the wall that will capture a service. And then we're going to have another camera that we can use wherever we might want to use it in the building. And we've been looking at iPads that have that capability, and we're trying to see if we can use that, use an iPad instead of a camera, because the iPad can do so much. So if you look at our Christmas program, the iPad and two iPhones were used to tape that whole program. And there were microphones and other things that Travis and Sarah added to it, but it really turned out beautiful, and we're so grateful to them for what they did for us.
And what a blessing for your residents, too, to have the ability to see and hear what's going on outside their rooms, especially during this tough time.
Well, it was a huge gift, and so thankful that we were able to have that put in. And like I said, we're still learning how to use it every day. And so once we get the camera situation figured out, then we'll be able to do more with it as we go forward.
Gordon, you mentioned that you have COVID testing going on twice a week at your facility. For people that have had this COVID test, they know that it can be kind of uncomfortable. Do you ever get used to it?
Oh, I don't know that it's uncomfortable. We don't use the brain scratcher probe, which is great.
That's the only kind I've ever had.
Yeah, well, we have one basically, they swab the end of both nostrils, and it's not anything, you know, to compared to the brain scratcher. So I my first COVID test was a brain scratcher that I got, and I had a bloody nose for 2 days afterwards because of that. So what we're using is approved by the CDC Department of Health, and so much easier to use than the other long, crazy probes.
Well, that's good to hear. And it is good to hear all the things that seem like you're turning a corner at your facility.
Well, we're hoping so. It was a rough few weeks for all of us. And, the demands were pretty wild and crazy as we tried to take care of our residents and take care of our staff as well. It's just not, just not easy. And then trying to, protect families as well for those who chose to come into the building during the COVID outbreak here as well.
Yes. Well, thank you for all you're doing, and we wish you well. We look forward to chatting with you next month to see how things are continuing on this improvement phase. Chaplain Gordon Gathright, he is with Augustana Care in Hastings, which is part of Cassia, and they are being rebranded to Hastings Senior Health and Living. I hope you have a great day, Gordon. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Mo. Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to share with people.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.